The Israeli military says that last night it rescued from a house in Rafah, Gaza, two hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th. The military used a series of airstrikes as a diversion, killing more than 60 Palestinians. That is according to health officials in Gaza. Now, this comes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the army to come up with a plan to evacuate Rafah ahead of a possible ground invasion. NPR's Hadil Alshalchi brings us this report.
The explosions overnight in Rafah had people wondering if the ground invasion had started.
It's a very intensive shelling all around me.
NPR producer Enes Baba is in the city.
My cousin just woke up, he's screaming. Just let me go. I just want to understand what's happening here. I can see all of the smoke rises.
His cousin shouts, "Has it begun?" But this was not the feared Israeli offensive. We now know, according to the Israeli military, that the strikes were part of an operation that freed two hostages. Shirin Zorb was displaced to Rafah. She points to her shell-shocked son. He's being treated for wounds on his arm. "What's his fault?" she cries. "Does he have a weapon?" "He has no weapon. All these children were asleep. Have mercy on us." Rafah is now a city of 1.4 million displaced people, and they're on edge since Netanyahu called for an evacuation plan. In a crowded market days earlier, vendors call out their wares. In the marketplace is Jihad Abu Amir. He was displaced to Rafah with his family and is worried about what Israel might do next. "This operation will be a massacre because the city is so dense," he says. Rafah borders Egypt. It normally has a population of 250,000 people. "It's a sad city and a poor city and destroyed, and it's never mentioned on the map except during war," Abu Amr says. Also at the market is Yusuf Asirsawi. His family was displaced twice, once to Khan Yunis and then to Rafah. He says Israel may force him to move again. "Their threats are to be taken seriously," he says. "Because of the reality we've lived, it isn't far-fetched that the occupation forces enter Rafah and finish their military operation." Life in the southern city has become increasingly difficult. The UN says the city has produced a year's worth of garbage in the past 3 months. There's a scarcity of food, clean water, and sanitation that's leading to disease. People in Rafah say if the evacuation becomes a reality, they don't know what to do. "Where are we supposed to go?" says Ziad Abdoun. "Someone answer me that question. The whole world is against us. America and Israel and the Arabs. Where are we supposed to go?" Egypt won't take in refugees from Rafah. It's worried that Israel won't let Palestinians back and that it will have a humanitarian crisis on its hands. But Palestinians in Rafah say they just want one thing. "We hope this war will end and people will go back to their homes," Abu Amr says. "We don't want anything else, and we want this bloodbath to end." With Enes Baba in Rafah, Gaza, I'm Hadil Alshalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.